Hi everyone, welcome to 2 Minute Tips. This is Carla Ferreira. Let's focus today's discussion on options for making a grocery list. If you have low vision, you may be able to still read and write your own list. Use a black magic marker on white paper. Write in large letters and print, no cursive writing. If needed, use a ruler as a guide so that you can keep somewhat of a straight line. Another option is keeping an audio grocery list. Dig out that old tape recorder, or get a digital recorder or voice memo app on your smartphone. Record your list, and when you need to hear it, just push play. You can also tear off the labels or portions of boxes that tell you what you have just run out of. For example, rip off the flap of the elbow macaroni before tossing the box away, and put it into a manila envelope that you keep on the side of your fridge. When your shopping companion comes to your home, they just go through the envelope to see the grocery items that they have to get. If someone else is doing the shopping, be specific, especially if you like certain brands. Don't just tell them you need microwave popcorn. Tell them, Pop Secret Movie Theater Butter Popcorn, 12-pack, snack-size bags. When writing a list, try to split items into categories, dairy items, meats, veggies, etc. This way, you won't have to backtrack the aisles to get the items you forgot passing through the aisles the first time. Finally, if you are tech savvy, you can use online shopping options or make a Word document and then have the text-to-speech functions read the grocery list to you. If you'd like to learn more, give me a call at 941-3322, extension 111, or email me at cferreira@insight.org. All of us here at Insight are still available to help with your needs. Next time, we'll talk about audiobooks. Thanks for listening and stay well.